I'm good to see you. This week's book is Adaptability by Max McKeown, and he's bringing a bit of Darwinism to companies.
He certainly is, Ian. It's not the strongest of the species that survives or the most intelligent that survives. It's the one that is the most adaptable to change. So it's our ability to adapt is what makes the difference, Ian.
Interesting chapter titles here. I won't read the one in rule four, something to do with an F word as well.
Yeah, play your own game, learning fast, better than failing fast, never grow up. You know, it's quite an interesting book, and there's some similar themes to what we covered with Patrick Lencioni in Advantage. That looked at organisational health, and this looks at the health of an organisation as well and your ability to adapt. And there was a great quote in Lencioni's book, which a colleague of Albert Einstein at Princeton pointed out to him, that he always asked the same question on his final examination, to which Albert replied, "Yes, that's quite true. Each year, the answers are different." So adaptability looks at it's getting your business to ask the right questions to learn how to adapt. And it's chock full of great examples.
Yeah, one of them is Tropicana, the soft drinks company.
Yeah, I mean, focusing on discerning adaptation, you know, what McKeown looked at was, again, Tropicana rebranded in 2009. It panicked after sales plummeted by 20%. And within 2 months, they'd reverted back to original packaging. But you know what? It did absolutely nothing with the product. As juices were changing all over the world, the quality, people using transparent packaging so you can actually see the product, they got it completely wrong. Lots of other examples in around the American car industry in the face of nimbler Japanese competition. You love this UBS financial company in Switzerland, which lost 2.5 billion. I mean, really, if things aren't measured in trillions now, Ian, if they mean nothing to me, 2.5 billion in 3 years. And really, it was all about no one was at the wheel. No one was looking at going on. Another great innovation around adaptability is Levi's. I didn't realize that a pair of jeans, do you know what? It consumes 3,000 litres of water, 1,500 to make it, and 1,500 you and I washing it later. And the real difficulty there is that they had to find a way how to take water out, how to adapt to new circumstances, environmental laws, and they end up doing that. So lots of really good examples. A lovely one just on the whole thing around books, because we are talking about books, we love them. And it's Barnes & Noble and Borders bookstores against Amazon. And it's how Borders is no more and Barnes & Noble has adapted and survived.
Yeah, they've adapted really well to technology. They've come out with their own, I suppose, rival to Amazon's Kindle e-reader, and it's called the Nook. I don't think it's available in Europe at the moment, but they have really taken on Amazon, the US market.
Yeah, and if you get on the site, you can see it's really trying to compete and, you know, trying to adapt what was there. There's a great piece in the book. It has the CEO of Borders in 1995 announcing its 250 store, 1.4 million turnover, profits of a quarter of a billion, and 1995 was the year that Amazon was founded. And then it just charts what both companies' organizations did and didn't do. So the real premise of the book, if you look at it, it's really saying that companies, in some ways, you've got to never grow up. You've got to opt instead to feed off new creative energies, new ideas. And there's one great piece on the first chapter is about play your own game. So if you're getting whipped playing by the existing rules, get used to losing or changing the game. If you can't win by standing and fighting, then run and hide. If you can't win by being big, be small. If you can't win by being small, be big. So the one thing is, you've got to adapt.
What's great about it is that the companies they mentioned are all huge companies, which most people assume can't change that quickly.
Now, we've covered this before, because the problem with most organisations, they are inherently conservative, so they don't just resist change, they actually fight against it. And we've covered this, Martin Thomas and Luce, Linda Grant in The Shift. So adaptability, it's stuffed full of examples, some familiar, some new. Apple is in there, but I'm not mentioning it this morning, Ian, of organisations which fail to notice and then the need to adapt. It was too late. And then it really tries to show you as a business to recognize the need for adaption, understand what adaption is required, and then to do what is necessary to adapt.
Yep, sounds a great book. Alan Jordan, sales director of BookBuzz, thank you very much for coming in. And a title this morning, Adaptability by Max McKeown. Thank you very much, Alan. Sounds like a great read. Now, 6:42. Up next, we'll find out with Glambia